Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show.
Well, yes, and you know, every once in a while we like to review what we're doing with Conscious Talk and what you think about it and, you know, where we're going. And for years we've been bringing you what we consider some new thought, and we're constantly looking for that. And this year is no different. We're starting to go down some different directions with sponsors. We have discovered some new things that have been very helpful in our lives, and we hope that you will really take it to heart and find that they are also helpful in your lives.
Yes, and we'll be bringing some of that to you in the days and weeks and months ahead. We're always looking at, right, like Rob says, right at the edge of consciousness, the new things that are out there, things that are real, that are authentic, that really make a difference in your life. And if they make a difference in our life, then we know they will make a difference in your life. And that's why we test them out, whether it's products or we talk to people, new ideas, new thought, however that comes across, we really take it to heart and take it in.
Yeah, the thing that's been most important to us has been discovering that spiritual rudder, what's going on in that internal landscape. And so we continue to search for those things that keep us steady, those things that allow us to see who we really are. And so along with the new, there is some old. There is the down-to-earth spirituality, which we do. There are a few regulars that we've had on over the years. And I think that they help us hold that continuity and keep up the exploration. It's great to have mentors that keep reminding us of who we are and how we find out who that person is.
And what we have found out over the years with ourselves, our clients, and you, our listening audience, it is consistency that makes the difference. Practice, practice, practice. Be consistent in what you are doing in a spiritual sense, and it builds upon itself, and it becomes something that is not only secondary in your life, but now your way of life, and that's what makes life worth living.
And so we thank you if you listen to our live broadcast, whether you go into our archives or our podcast on Podcast One or iTunes, however you catch the show, because we have another one coming up right now.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So, you know, we used to think we could learn everything from our dog or cat, but we've met someone that can say the same about their horses. We'll talk to Mary S. Corning, author of Perfect Practice, a philosophy for learning an authentic and transparent life. Where do the horses come in? Well, you'll want to hear her story. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others. People that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is Mary S. Corning. And I've got to tell you, we chose her book, Perfect Practice, A Philosophy for Living an Authentic and Transparent Life, because she has horses on the front cover. And you've been hearing us talk about our experiences with horses, et cetera. But Mary changes lives by defining the transformative power of pain. And as a mentor, speaker, consultant, and writer, she clearly and compassionately models this process through her messages and stories. She extends her philosophy into the world of horses, where both people and horses benefit from realizing a different way to interpret challenge. Mary, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, I guess our first question, Mary, is what really inspired you to write this book? Was it your relationship with horses, your desire to help people, or culmination of a lot of things?
Oh, definitely both. And also my own growth. You know, it's sharing is such a great way to expand. You know, I believe that that's a really important part of learning is sharing. And that's the sharing element of it is what inspired me to write the book and reach out to a greater audience. And as it turned out, it's all over the world. And that's so exciting. And I was inspired because the material was something that everyone could grasp, whether it was a horse person that wants to better their relationship with horses, or a mother that wants to understand their child, or a personal relationship, or in work, in business. So it's really about relationships and how we can find a different perspective to understand how we can all get along. And horses are such a great metaphor for that because, of course, they're, as you know, 1,000 pounds of self-preservation. And if you don't get along with them, they make it very important for you to learn a different way. And that's what they did for me.
Yeah. Well, this idea of perfect practice, I mean, as soon as people see the title, you know, it makes them a little bit nervous. But can we say that perfect practice is not in itself the end all, but in fact, the journey?
Yeah. Yes. And perfect practice is about how we take that journey. And that's really important, especially as I love the title of your show, because that really is the example, is that the perfect practice is about being conscious of what you practice. Because so often we all get into this habit and we get in the for me it's a truck or a car, or we make dinner, or we go to work, and all these things we do so unconsciously. And so the idea of perfect practice came from a quote that I heard Ray Hunt say, who was my greatest teacher, and he said, practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. And when he said that, I had an awakening of sorts that I was practicing an awful lot that I didn't want to get good at, like fear and defensiveness and running away and things, you know. And so that brought the consciousness into my practice. That's really what perfect practice means to me.
That's really good. A way of stating it, letting us know exactly what you're thinking about as far as perfect, because like Rob said, we look at that word perfect and we go, oh my God, none of us are perfect. There's just no way, but we are perfect within our own selves in our own way. But I want to bring thought into this, something about being present. First of all, how important is presence, and doesn't thought really block us from being present?
What a great question. I think yes and no is so often my answer, because it's not one way or the other to me, but it is important to have presence as the foundation, that's the consciousness, that's the awareness, if you will. And then I see thought as a tool. So, for instance, with horses, I bring them into my world, and they depend on me to lead them into things that they are unfamiliar with. So it's, you know, very beneficial that I have a plan, but the consciousness brings in the feelings, which is really important. How am I feeling? How is the horse feeling? Or with people, how am I feeling? How is my partner feeling? So to me, that's the foundation, because we want to be able to have what I call flexible boundaries. So we can have a thought or an idea about something, and that's not a bad thing. It's important. But we have to be willing to adjust to fit the situation. Mm-hmm. And that's how I blend the two and see presence or consciousness as the foundation and thought as the tool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, obviously, and you get it when you read your book, but you value observation or deep listening really as important elements of presence.
Right.
And often we have to think that they are the way to presence, beyond sitting in meditation, which, you know, we talk a lot of spirituality on this show.
Uh-huh.
And everything's meditation, meditation, meditation. You expand, obviously, beyond that.
Yeah, that's right, because we can get caught up in the idea. I think if we're going to overuse something, let's overuse meditation.
Yeah,
that's
yes.
a good
mm-hmm.
idea.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not enough, because we have to be able to be in this world and interrelate with everything in a way. What I'm hoping to offer is a unified approach. And so meditation can be something that is, again, a good foundation and give us at least the experience of that place in us that we've forgotten because of unconsciousness.
Mm.
You know, we go unconscious, we forget we have presence.
Right.
So it's a good starting point. But then being able to bring that presence into a relationship, or even more importantly, a conflict. You think about meditating during a conflict.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I'll mm-hmm. just sit down in the middle of this.
Yeah, and find, or go find the forest or something
yeah. right.
convenient, you know.
Right.
No. It's a way of life. And
mm-hmm.
that's why in the title I call it a philosophy for living. This isn't something we do 20 minutes a day or even 3 hours a day. This
right.
is something we do every moment.
Well, speaking of conflict, how do we transform conflict into confidence and, say, fear into curiosity?
Well, interesting. We can transform conflict into confidence by being curious about what we fear. So they really go
mm-hmm.
hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if we're afraid of something and we, what in horses we call it, turn tail and run,
mm-hmm.
you know, when they spook at something and they just turn around and run away from it, and that we do that on a regular basis, people don't tend to lean into what they fear. They
mm-hmm.
tend to leave it alone
mm-hmm.
and deny or mask, cover up,
mm-hmm.
escape, you know.
Blame.
And so we can, and horses as well, I might say, build confidence if we're willing to, at the first part, you would just pause and not run.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe run, but don't run too far,
mm-hmm.
you know, and turn around and look. We want to be able to get curious about what we fear so that we can. That's how we build confidence, is
mm-hmm.
we say, oh, you know, those what ifs, if we turn tail and run on a what if, that's how we practice fear.
Mm-hmm.
We're always going to be afraid of that thing because we never learn to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So being curious is how we understand what we fear. And that's how we build confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things that we've learned now that we are associating with horses, for Brenda again, and for me, being more of the city kid because she grew up on a ranch,
mm-hmm.
You know, this has really been a great and newer experience. One of the things they said was, you know, if the horse spooks at something, you know, reintroduce it and reintroduce it and reintroduce it until it's used to it, or, you know, let it face that thing. And that's what you're talking about for us.
And that is a dance, if I
yeah.
may
yes.
interject.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
If I may interject, that's a very important point you brought up, and something that people often can really make it worse.
Right,
because
right.
Because you have to, that consciousness again, that presence, we have to understand that they might not be ready.
Right.
And so Ray Hunt, my teacher, would say, we're just getting them ready. They'll take care of it when they're ready.
Right.
Well, hold that thought, Mary, because we're going to run off to a break here. We're here with Mary Corning. We're talking about her book, Perfect Practice.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life, we refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage, and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you. Conscious Talk, radio that lights the way.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary tract rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary tract rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And as always, I remind you, ConsciousTalk.net. That's the website. Just like today's guest, every guest we have on the show will have a guest page. There'll be a play button for the show on that page. Of course, a podcast, which is free, is available if you want to download the show to whatever device. And it will be in the archives for up to 2 years. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and our special guest today is Mary S. Corning. Her book is Perfect Practice, A Philosophy for Living an Authentic and Transparent Life. You can learn more about Mary by visiting her website, Mary Corning, CORNING.com. So, Mary, we were talking about transforming, you know, fear into curiosity, and which is, to me, a really efficient way of doing that. It's also a very, I think, self-loving way to do fear. And Rob mentioned experiences with horses when they're afraid of something.
Yeah, and you actually have a story in the book about a group of you with horses that got kind of spooked when you were on a ride and they saw a llama, which they'd never seen before.
So,
apparently.
So what? How did you handle that?
Oh, that was so much fun. We were heading down this country road, if you will, a gravel road, and there was this lone llama out in the middle of this pasture, quite a ways from the road, and it was sleeping. And there was about six of us going down the road, and this llama woke up and looked over and horses, and started kind of doing the llama thing towards the fence, and every horse turned tail and headed back for home. It was quite a sight to see. And well, the interesting thing that was important to me that I noticed was what I call the line in the sand. So there was a point when the horses got far enough away from the llama that they weren't scared anymore. We pause there. Okay, so I have a very important phrase that I say, work from a success to a success. So if you push into what's already fearful, you're going to get more fear.
Right.
That's the way it works, because you're just turning up the heat on what already is. So what was really important was that we went back to this place. We didn't go home. We stayed close enough that we could still see the llama, but you could tell everybody, and by the way, the people were also frightened. It wasn't just the horses, because it kind of surprised everybody. And we paused there, and then I asked if everyone would be willing to use that, become curious about that. Let us turn the fear that we're all experiencing into an educating process, a learning frame of mind. And it took a little convincing, but we were able to do that. And actually, every single horse and every rider had an amazing success. And within 20 minutes, maybe, we each kind of took turns and took it slow. Every horse walked by that llama just as if it was an old friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or as you explained, a hairy rock, I think.
Yeah, well, that's what it looked like, you know. I actually had that happen once with a buffalo, and my old horse many years ago saw a buffalo, and that was really a big hairy rock that, you know, had horns and snorted. So,
right.
Oh, yeah, that's a big deal.
But it's a great metaphor for people, too.
Yeah.
You know, you can't expect to just, you know, run directly into the fire.
Exactly. Yeah. And every horse and every person, and by the way, every combination is different. So that brings in the relationship. So each horse has a different level of confidence. Each person has a different level of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And then you blend those two, and now you have a relationship that has a level of confidence, right?
Mm-hmm.
So not one was alike.
Right. And that's good to allow everyone to have their own experience and not expect everybody to do or act the same way or behave the same way or feel the same way, because
absolutely,
we don't. We simply don't. Well, let's talk about perfect, because you have perfect practice in your title. And you say, I'll never be perfect, but I won't settle for anything else. Perfectionism in the spiritual world is kind of frowned upon. So what do you mean by that statement?
Oh, well, maybe it is, maybe it is. You know, perfection in the mind, in thoughts and in form, is not common, if at all possible.
Mm-hmm.
Though, if we think about awareness or consciousness, that place inside of us, or love, or our heart, sometimes I use the idea of a mother's love for their child, that we are able to connect with a place of non-judgment. And each one of us has that within us, but maybe a different taproot to it. I used the horses to get to mine because I didn't judge them as good or bad or right or wrong. They were perfect. And that's kind of, Brenda, what you were just saying about each individual and being authentic.
Mm-hmm.
They're perfectly who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And we get into this judging of right and wrong, and then that's in the mind, and that takes us out of any ability to find that awareness or that consciousness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's really what perfect practice is to be able to live our lives from that authentic conscious place that is of non-judgment, but then bring practice, which is the form and the thought, into everyday life as a supporting role, not as the fundamental process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the things that you really get, and it's interesting because we've been talking about it a lot on the show, and thematically books come in to us. We get five or six a day, and they all end up in a pile. And as I say, you ended up on the top of a pile because we saw horses. But then, you know. But
it was also the energy of the book.
But what you're talking about is this inability for us to often see things for what they are, you know, for what is, so to speak.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we have all sorts of ways of inventing something that isn't.
Right.
And that's a large part of what your book is about. At least that's what I got from it, that... You know, if we want to have a feeling of peace, we first have to come to peace with what is.
Right. Very good. Excellent description of that. Because we're not going to come to peace through war.
Right.
That's right.
I mean, if we were, we would have by now, because we've been warring for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, and it's we can come to a lot of other things, but it won't be peace.
Right. Yeah. Right, right, right. Yeah, you know, resistance, you know, that type of thing. We're not going to find peace in resistance or denial or points.
Good at conflict.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're really good at that.
Yes, that's okay. It's a process.
Mm-hmm.
We all, but the important part for me and the important part that came through the philosophy that I learned for many, many decades is that we take what is, as you were saying, Rob, and utilize it as an educating factor. That I'm not saying that pain is comfortable. I'm not in denial, and I'm not wanting to cover it up. I'm wanting to understand it. And that's what's important, that we're able to, that's that curiosity piece, that we're able to look at conflict and say, what can it teach me about me? That's what the horse does, too. Tells me, what can this be, this relationship that maybe is ineffective in this moment, what's it telling me about my response to it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's, to me, you mentioned the spiritual community. To me, that's empowerment.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Well, connecting some dots here. Over the years, everybody's talked about the law of attraction, et cetera. Horses are so great at mirroring whatever's going on in your internal landscape back to you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, all situations are. I mean, we have talked, Mary, many times about how you deal with pain in the body. And you don't deal with it by running away from it. You deal with it by moving your consciousness there, because you can take it as a message. And yeah. after you've, and often
that's
it,
what
will,
it, is.
It will dissipate. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
but
right.
everything I, else
I'm
is.
Totally tracking with you on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But everything else is. I mean, people wonder how you do distance healing and things like that. Well, you know, you go to where the energy is and you get the message and hopefully transform it.
Help to transform
yeah.
it. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And we do that ourselves. So. That was the beauty of reading and, you know, as we've been telling our listeners, what we've been learning ourselves now that we've been reintroduced to horses, they are our greatest teachers of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, yes.
yeah. So
they
when
don't,
we,
they don't know anything, but
yeah,
no, they
yeah,
don't.
Exactly. So when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation with Mary Corning. It's about her book, Perfect Practice, A Philosophy for Living Authentic and Transparent Life, and I could say the way to do it. And we'll be back after these messages.
Looking for that perfect beach body this summer or just trying to stay healthy? Managing your weight is so important. Weight management is more than simply calories consumed versus calories burned. Achieving your ideal weight also depends on your digestive system functioning effectively. Research has shown that one of the most important things in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of good bacteria, probiotics, in our GI tract. These friendly bacteria help regulate blood sugar, normalize our appetite, and process food that is challenging to digest with less gas and bloating. World-renowned Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a flora balancing system that does that and more. Dr. O'Hara's carefully selected strains of live, beneficial bacteria work synergistically to optimize health, aid in the absorption of our nutrients, and help with weight management. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Get them today. Available at Sprouts, Whole Foods, and Vitamin Shop, and other fine natural health retailers. Also online.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Conscious Talk, radio that transforms your life.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what PowerPH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then, you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you'll feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference Power pH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back, folks. Hey, thanks for joining us and tuning in today here at Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference. And hopefully radio like this is making a difference in your life. And the only way it really can is if you're willing to learn, you're willing to grow, you're willing to be with what is, you're willing to accept and allow. There's so many great things about this growth that we really kind of beat ourselves up for, and we don't really allow ourselves to have. And we're here today talking to Mary Corning. The book is Perfect Practice. And Mary, that kind of leads me into this place of forgiveness. So much of the time we spend beating up on ourselves, not meeting our own expectations, and then, of course, projecting that out, and others are not going to meet our expectations as well. And so we live in a lot of disappointment, and that turns to anger and oftentimes resentment, and it goes on and on. What can you share with us about forgiveness and how important that is to perfect practice?
Oh, well, you really set this up beautifully, because what you're talking about is kind of what I call the spiral effect,
mm-hmm.
where we don't even remember what that original sin, if you will, or the original negative response was, and then we go from beating ourselves up to expectations, mm-hmm. to anger, to disappointment, and as you said, on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the spiraling out of what is, and actually out of our own ability to create a change.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really feel firmly that when we shift our perspective, we can change our world.
Right.
And so, as you were saying, the perspective is what was spiraling out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I feel very strongly, and I absolutely have lived this my entire life, that forgiveness is an inside job,
mm-hmm.
that my judgment of others came from my feeling of inadequacy within myself.
Right.
And because that inadequacy is where fear lives,
mm-hmm.
and judging others is coming from fear, not from love, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we begin. And the good news about that is we have 100% ability to change how we feel. At the beginning, people kind of resist that idea and think, No, I'm a victim. They did this to me,
mm-hmm.
and I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. But pain is something that we can interpret and respond to, and our response will create a change in
mm-hmm.
the world we live in.
Mm-hmm. It's long been a, if you will, a standing point when I'm working with my clients about being with what is and taking ownership and responsibility in our lives, which are heavy words for most people to hear. They are frightened of that responsibility. They're frightened of owning the dark side, if you will, and want to live mostly in that light side. But we all have that dark matter that is here for us to transform and heal. And I feel like when we can't really be with what is and shift our perspective around it, what we're really saying is we're powerless. Mm-hmm. We don't have the power to change anything.
That's right.
And I think that's what weights that victimhood deep into our bones, if you will, mm-hmm. because we do feel powerless.
And that's practiced.
Oh, yeah.
So that, as you know, I know I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but for everyone listening, consider this. We practice we get good at what we practice.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're practicing resistance around making our own choices, maybe having boundaries,
mm-hmm.
setting up the life we want instead of perhaps the life that somebody told us we should do,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a job or a relationship or a family or where we live. You mentioned a word that is kind of heavy for people, and that's responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I kind of play with words a little bit, and I think of responsibility as the ability to respond.
Yes, absolutely. Hold that thought, Mary, because we're coming up to a break.
Okay.
We're going to continue, excuse me, with that thought on responsibility when we come back.
Okay.
You're listening to Conscious Talk. We'll be back after these messages.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Conscious Talk. Radio that gives back to yourself.
While summer is the absolute best time for swimming, cookouts, and much-anticipated vacations, it's the worst time to endure the pain and embarrassment of unexpected gas and bloating. Bloating oftentimes isn't triggered by how much food you eat, but rather what you eat. Some foods are difficult for your body to break down, and those undigested particles pass into the colon and produce uncomfortable gas bubbles that make your stomach swell and bloat and can even lead to weight gain. Enter your summertime savior, Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics, an exclusive formula of prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics. This probiotic powerhouse helps your body break down food that is challenging to digest, so gas and bloating are significantly minimized. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available in convenient blister packs, perfect for traveling. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this summer. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Easy on the ears, good for the soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. Yes, you are listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, we know so many of you are in your cars. In our hometown area in Seattle, this is drive time. And, you know, you can't write these things down that you hear, but just remember ConsciousTalk.net because all the information you need is on that website. So click around. You'll find what you need. And one of the things you're going to find is Mary Corning. We're talking about her book, Perfect Practice. It's a philosophy for living an authentic and transparent life. And Mary, we were just talking about responsibility. And before we had brought up this idea of, you know, dealing with what is, you know, actually being aware of it, recognizing it, accepting it, surrendering to it, etc. How do we get there? It seems to me that, and you mentioned this in the book, that being responsible is one of those ways. So do you have any other wisdom on that one?
Well, it absolutely is about the willingness. That's key.
Mm-hmm.
The key is, that's where we start. Without a willingness to look, a willingness to see what is, then we're just kind of chasing a moving target.
Mm-hmm.
So feeling the ability to respond to life, that's giving ourselves permission to say, ow, we forget that.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to hurt. That is accepting the pain, and that's the first step. And rather than, because what we want to do is we want to mask it or cloak it or run from it or deny it or, you know, outthink it. And there's all these coping devices, and none of them work because the pain just grows.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I call surrender.
Mm-hmm.
I call surrendering is not just laying down and saying, I often say, I'm not going to let a horse run me over. Surrendering to what is not saying, I just give up. In fact, it's just the opposite. Surrendering is saying, oh, what is this teaching me? How can I make a change? Bring the willingness for change to the surface. Make small steps, which is work from a success to a success. That's taking incremental steps. And that might just be a breath to start with,
mm-hmm.
or it might be moving to a different home or changing jobs. It could run that whole gamut. So, but the ability to respond to what is the surrender of trying to micromanage and control every little thing, because we can't.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that people fear surrender? They're afraid to let go, or they maybe don't know how to surrender or let go?
Yes, but I think it's more in terms that they don't know they have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what I find in the work I do with people.
Mm-hmm.
So many times I hear that. Oh my gosh, I never thought of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even... So I don't think that... I think fear takes over because we're not bringing in the choice. And the choice is that consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
The choice is that presence.
Mm-hmm.
But first, it's acceptance. And then we see we have a choice. Very, very important.
Yes, because if we don't accept, if we still don't accept as much as we choose it, we can't really transform it, can we, if we can't accept it?
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, because how will we know what to do?
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, don't stand in front of the horse when it's about to run forward, you know. That's that's kind of it, you know. You know your book is filled with a lot of wisdom that you got from the horses.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I just wanted to ask you, that is there one sort of general theme or one really big thing that you learned from them?
Exactly what we're just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's acceptance.
Mm. Yes.
That is what I learned first.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, 30 years later, I've learned there's volumes I could write about with what they taught me.
Mm-hmm.
But it all stems from just what Brenda was saying, is that I couldn't learn until I was willing to look.
I
couldn't learn until I had the acceptance of them as a horse, instead of trying to make them be something they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know, I love that's the nature. That's why I ride a horse and not a motorcycle.
Right.
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 Exactly. That's why I like sailboats and not motorboats. You
know?
Because
right.
You work with what
that.
Is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You
yeah.
feel that. So, but then we contradict ourselves because we say, you know, I want to be in a relationship, but oh, wait a minute, this is troubling, so I want to control it.
Yes. Or I'm going to just walk away from it. Or I'm going to just walk away from it and leave it behind.
Sell the horse.
Yeah, sell the horse. That's it. Yeah, and that's pretty common, actually, mm-hmm. in behavior out there. And it's one of the reasons we...
Divorce. It's called...
Yeah, yeah exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, either sell the horse or divorce or both.
Oh, well, we got a tagline now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Do.
Well, but look, it's also one of the things that you talked about in the book that I found was really important. You laid out the difference between dedication and obligation.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be just what we touched on.
Perfect. Yes. That just gave me goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
Because especially with what we're talking about
mm-hmm.
right now,
mm-hmm.
is that when I'm dedicated, I am willing.
Yes.
But if I'm obligated, I'm already shut down.
Mm-hmm.
That's that responsibility piece.
Yes.
That too much burden, too much obligation. I say it's a should getting in the way of a want.
Yes.
and we'll never, it's heavy. Mm-hmm. It weighs heavy on us. Mm-hmm. But when we have acceptance, that surrender, if you will, or at the very least, understanding, do I understand? What a beautiful question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as we do that, then we are dedicated to learning. And then we don't see our mistakes as failures. We see them as stepping stones.
Absolutely.
To what we want to become, mm-hmm. because we're all becoming something every moment.
Mm-hmm.
But what we have to remember, we have a choice.
Yes.
And that's what perfect practice means. It means having a choice in becoming love or becoming fear.
Yes. But the point we were making, I think, here, Mary, is a point you've made with your book, is we're dedicated to these animals, but we're allowing them to be all that they are and who they are. And when his time comes and this is his choice and he's moving on, we're dedicated to being at peace with that and helping him any way we can to move on with as much love and peace as possible and not resist it and try to keep him here through medications and those type of things.
And that's something we learned from a former German shepherd of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Who taught
so,
us that.
Yep, we're learning so much from these animals. They're such perfect teachers. Well,
and
the book... Go ahead, real quick.
Sorry, just to interject, I think it's so important. They are the teachers of dying.
Yes,
exactly.
They are.
They are the greatest. They will teach you. You know, that's how we learn, because they have it understood.
Yes.
We still resist it.
Absolutely.
So that's all I wanted to say was that is an opportunity.
Yes. Well, the book is Perfect Practice. It's Mary S. Corning. The website is Mary Corning, CORNING.com. Mary, thank you. Thank you so much for being with us and doing the work you're doing out there with yourself, with people and animals. And folks, thank you. As always, have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. You're listening to Conscious Talk, the mother of all balms. Now, don't you feel better?
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.